Okay, so we're into our business now for the night. And our first one is review of the last week's meeting that we had with the finance committee. And this kind of ponies up with what's below the special town meeting possibility. So that kind of just slides up into this conversation. So this was just an opportunity for the select board to do a little follow-up from last week's finance committee joint meeting and then preparation, talk about whatever preparation is needed for next week's joint meeting with the finance committee, which is our ongoing plan. Not to say that we might not sneak in a couple other agenda items if we need to at those meetings, but we will at the bulk of the meeting will be in regards to finance with the finance committee. So one of the items, the most that whole special town meeting possibility, that was one of the items we needed to follow up with a little bit ourselves in this conversation, just so we know how the select board feels as a group for next week's meeting. And that is the need to have extra funds to be able to pay for the legal costs that we already have to date and the ones that we know are coming. We don't have that number yet from council, so we don't know what the newest number is, but we will have it for next week where we're at presently with council. But Brian, did you have any follow-up conversation that you wanted to have on that or what your thoughts are about an STM?
I didn't, other than we were going to follow up on the five. Well, we may not have to do this at town meeting, but I mentioned last week that the historical society was interested in the
Right.
Five Ledges Road property for a storage building, and I guess that'll be ongoing to figure out how that can happen.
Well, are you so are you in agreement with a special town meeting though for the costs for the legal fees?
Certainly, yeah.
Okay, all right. And Sue, I just wanted to make sure we had a consensus so that when we meet next week, we can. I think FinCom's having that same very meeting this week as well. So,
I
Sue,
think they're meeting
thoughts?
Thursday. It's on their agenda.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we need to discuss it next week, this coming week when we meet with them.
Yeah, okay. So that was one of the items. I know next week, Hilma, remind. Oh, go ahead, Sue, go ahead.
No,
Yeah.
Hilma had her hand up.
Oh yeah, Hilma, sorry, I didn't see
Yeah,
you. Apologies.
just an FYI kind of in terms of timing, if like making the decision next week, and it's like one after you make the decision, the STM itself cannot be held for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
Just so you're talking about now, the end of March.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that's it's really important that we get that number from council as to where we are to date so we have it next week. The other item is just so next week, Helma, we have municipal light board coming in, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, municipal board is coming in, and the members of the board of directors from the Historical Society
Okay.
coming.
Okay. So that meeting next week is where we will get into a conversation with the Historical Society a little bit more in depth about that Ledges Road property, I guess, Brian, if that makes sense. I think that was
Yes.
part of what we were thinking about doing.
Yeah.
And Sue had previously asked for them to come in to have conversation in general also about that and maybe use, the buildings also in the center town and whatnot. So we should put make sure that that's listed on the agenda for a conversation with FinCom next week. Municipal Light Board will be following up with the we have some recommendations from municipal light board that previously came about the account we have to create and about, and we just had in the mail, I think we have some, was that in the mail? Am I remembering that correctly? From,
yes.
Yeah, we have in the, our mail tonight, we have a list from Art on behalf of the board about kind of their plans moving forward with as far as finances are concerned. So we'll be able to talk about that next week with the board themselves. And one other item in for finance, I just had a question on a couple of things. So my mind's kind of hopping around, but can you remind me, Hilma, the amount of free cash we have?
Approximately 231,000,
yeah.
I believe.
Okay. Other items for review from last week about the meeting we had, Sue, anything that came up in your head that we wanted to talk a little bit more about?
No, except we did talk about putting the ARPA funds, an update on the ARPA funds in here.
Yeah. For next week, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still with that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, nothing else from that meeting. We covered quite a bit, I guess. So,
Brian, other things from last week in to get ready for next week's finance meeting from you?
I still think we need to keep the salt shed in mind, yep, of what we have to do, because we may have to appropriate some money soon to get the project going, whether it's from a design standpoint or, you know, some kind of site evaluation.
It's
going to cost some upfront.
I'm going to ask Jeff. I was thinking about that a little bit earlier today, and I was talking with Jeff, but we ran out of time about a handful of things. And I'm going to ask him to pull one of the last building quotes we had. We have a couple of them that are obviously older, you know, and see if he can reach out to at least one of the companies and get an updated price and ask for a little bit of feedback from one or two of the companies as to total project costs that they have seen for other communities, just so we have some total current costs to see if that can help us a little too. And I think we have to follow up really next week with Finance Committee about, and hopefully this is on their agenda, the two, and this is talking about Jeff, that's talking about Jeff reminded me, but those, the two items, the culvert grants and the bridge projects, those overages, that's, I'm sure we gotta follow up on those.
Robin?
Yes.
I can say that, let's see, on the bridge project,
yeah,
the engineers had to file a report with MassDOT, and in the report, or not in the report, but when they sent the report, they also sent inquiry about the overage. Was there a source of any funding that would cover the overage? And as far as I know, there has not been a response back, but I can follow up on that, and Jeff and I can, and
okay,
see where that stands.
Well, that would be good, because that was a question from Brian from last week, if we could do a follow-up to see if there were extra monies available. So that's good that happens. That's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Yeah, great. Not that it probably isn't promising, but who knows? You never know. Good. I appreciate that. Oh, thank you. And I'm trying, before we get off of this, I'm just looking at all my notes from last weekend just to make sure that there isn't something else that we wanted to talk about. I think that's it. I do have a couple other items, but I think they'll fall better under job classification overview, so I'll hold them. And then there will be a financial implication, but I'll bring it up under job classification. All right, anything else on finance? Anything that you need from us, Helma, for next week?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right, great. The next, town building professional assessment for use in structural condition. All right, so there were questions about this. I'm gonna try to answer some questions with as much information as I can. So the only reason I brought this up is an idea that got thrown out. It's not negating any of the work that was done by any of the groups that have done evaluations, and there's been more than one. We have multiple evaluations and reports that have been done and reviews of buildings. So I don't think that that's certainly not where that was going. I think that there's a fair amount of information, and I said in the very beginning that the information that was obtained is very important to the town and it's really appreciated. It was people we pulled together, all of those things that were stated earlier. Part of my thought is a little bit bigger. It's not necessarily just on repairs to the buildings, but at some point a long time ago, we talked about the possibility of bringing in a consultant or professional to help us pull all of the information that's been pulled by all of the volunteers and to look at it and look at our buildings and our property, everything that we own in a larger scale, and think about how, you know, hearing all of the different ideas that all of the different people in the town of Heath have thrown out for what to do with different buildings, what not to do with buildings, how we can use buildings, how we don't use buildings, how the buildings can work, how they can't work. Someone to just really try to help us in a more global approach to look at the big picture. Simply an idea that I've seen work in the trade. I work in construction, I've seen it happen and I like the idea of it. Doesn't have to happen. Certainly not something that I would say that is just going to be paid for by the town without asking the town. That was never an intention. What is it going to cost? It depends on what we ask. Are we actually going to want to do it or not do it? It can happen. It can happen. It's just merely an idea and it can be thrown out as easily as it comes up. But if the ideas aren't thrown out, they can't be discussed. So that's kind of where my ideas came from. Copy of the report on the town website. Hilma, can we put a copy of the report on the town website under the building, whatever section there is? And I don't see a reason why not to put it. Is there a reason why not to put it, Sue or Brian?
No.
Put that on there? I thought it was on there actually under the building facilities committee.
Okay. So if it's not, can we make sure it's there? And then that way people can look at it if they'd like. So that idea is just sitting there. It's a conversation point. I think that many people in town have had some really wonderful ideas about how to use some and or all of our properties. And I don't know that there's any one source that pulls everything together. There's been reports on what to do with some of the repairs and what they cost and how to handle those. There's been reports and conversations, like I said, about how we could use all of our properties or not use and sell or however the town wants to go. I just personally have found that when entities are looking at a large project, which looking at all of your town properties and how to use them, whether it be land or a building, sometimes getting some outside help can be of a good help for people. It can bring in ideas that sometimes when you're too close to home, you don't see some of the outside ideas. And that's the only reason I threw it out there. But it certainly is not meant to disregard or take away from the work that anybody's done, because that would only be a step further. That's all. I agree we have to take care of our town properties. And I think it's a daunting task to look at all the work that has to be done on all the buildings. So, and that's, we're trying to do that little by little, but, and we have more to do. So that's just kind of my thing. And Sue, I'll let you make some comments or thoughts or jumping off points, anything.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about having an expert. I'm not sure what the qualifications of the expert need to be the most helpful to us. Whether it's an architectural background or a construction background. But I do know that when we evaluate our buildings, I don't want just somebody to come in and give me the Band-Aid approach. I think that if we're going to be, if part of our responsibility is really looking into the future, we need to be thinking about what do we have to do to not only make our, keep our buildings in good condition, but what do we need to keep them in good condition so they serve us well 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. And so, you know, that's a more complicated issue. I'm not sure that the facilities committee looked at it from that perspective. I think that they really looked at it just from the immediate needs. And so we certainly need a way of gathering more information and getting a bigger picture. The best way to do that, I don't know.
And I think that's what I was trying to say, like this holistic way, this much larger approach. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think what you're describing, a feasibility study. Greenfield did something, I know Greenfield's not comparable, but they hired Goody Clancy to do a study of their downtown and, you know, come up with suggestions. And that's sort of what we would do, I think, what you're trying to describe. And it's more, it's sort of a combination of a physical condition assessment, a sort of marketing study, you know, about, not just in terms of renting stuff, but in how, what's most appropriate to be housed in various locations, what types of activities. So, and that is, you know, a professional discipline that involves structural assessment as well as planning and real estate marketing skills.
What are your thoughts about that, Brian? Beneficial, not beneficial?
I think any study like that is beneficial. The question is, how do you implement it in terms of the cost of it? Who's going to do it? You know, I guess once you figure out how to pay for it, it's pretty easy to figure out who's going to do it.
Right. Do we, the building, just kind of a reminder for me, that the building facilities committee, is that a committee that's actively meeting? Does it have a continued charge? Yeah, Helma, that, yeah, please.
They have only met maybe once or twice since they completed their report. So they have not met since then. I believe that's something that has kind of, their charge was to be reviewed at some point, and I would have to go back and to find out what the date was, but I think their charge was good for like 9 months remember a year, and then it was going to be reviewed. So it's probably overdue by now, but they have not been actively meeting.
I mean, I guess one thing, and we talked about this at one of the meetings, would be to ask the group if they want to pull back together, start meeting on a regular basis, and kind of put together, take that report and work with us on kind of creating, well, looking at the monies we have, which we don't have that much in special projects, and figuring out, we can't do all of the things that are going to be needed. So we're going to have to make some decisions about which ones we do.
Yeah, I think last week we talked about drawing them into this process of looking back at all the facilities and prioritizing, which I think they did sort of prioritize. And try to get them to take the lead on some of this stuff so that we don't have to do it in combination with everything else we've got going. And besides the special projects budget, there are grants out there like community development block grant, small cities grants, and that are available to do things like solve the accessibility issues at Sawyer Hall, because that's one of the things that's eligible. Accessibility projects are eligible for those grants. That would be a big chunk of money that could be put towards that particular project and any other accessibility problems that we have in town. Anyway, that's something that the facilities committee could help us follow up on, because you have to go after these things. And there's a bunch of things that you have to do in preparation before you actually make the application.
So let's do this then. Maybe Hilma, can you pull the charge? Can you send us the charge of that committee? Can you reach out to those committee members and see if they're all interested in re-engaging and meeting again? After we look at the charge and pull together some ideas like what Brian just mentioned, giving them specific actions that can be followed up on. Because I think those would have to be specifically put in the charge, because I know they're not. Like, take that, flush out what items we can get done when the weather allows with some of the monies we have this year, and then, you know, basically say, this is what we're going to do with the money we have. And this is, you know, you have all of these other items remaining, you know, what are there avenues for monies for those repairs? I don't know how that answers the long-term, like Sue, like what you were mentioning about how, I mean, it's basically chasing repairs. So that whole long-term, I don't know if the buildings facility group is willing to tackle that piece as well, but we can ask them. Thoughts, Sue?
Not right now, no.
Brian?
Well, I think looking at the grant possibilities was in the charge, if I remember correctly.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
We need to know if they're willing to get back together and, you know, if they're going to continue meeting.
Yeah, I could see somebody from that committee following up on the salt shed project too, you know, the day-to-day kind of things, if they're willing.
Yep, we could ask them that. I think it might be challenging for the committee members. I know last time we were talking about, you know, can somebody take hold of a project and talk about grading and drainage and runoff. I don't know that someone's going to do that, but they might. I may be wrong, but there may be somebody willing to really like dig in deep. But
well, they wouldn't probably be able to do that part of it, but they could help to track down the people that could. You know, need to hire a civil engineer or something to do that work, then they could, you know, do that communication. And I mean, that's just an idea. Maybe it's more complicated.
So do we agree to have Hilma reach out to them and see what they're willing or not willing to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think is a starting point. You know, I mean, any of these things, the first thing we have to do is identify what the tasks are that we want to have accomplished. So, and then we need to chase down the people that can do those things. So maybe they can at least help us get started on it.
Okay. Sounds good. Brian, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Hilma, anything? Is that all good?
Yep, that's fine. Okay.
All right, thank you. Next, town communications. This is just the opportunity for a quick update on open meeting law complaint and the response. So the complaint was filed and the response has been submitted by KP Law on our behalf. And I think you've seen the complaint and you've seen the response. And this was just to make sure everybody was aware that those two items have happened. And now we're just in a waiting game, waiting to hear back. And the AT&T versus Town of Heath action, at one of our last meetings, the concern was brought forth about some recent communications. And I had said I hadn't had an opportunity to read those and stated that I would do my due diligence and do that and also follow up with town council. So I've done both of those. I read what I was requested to read. I spoke with council, and I think you both have the reply from council. You both saw that? I hope. Yeah, okay. So I've done my job on that. And the only other thing is that I also, in an attempt to try to help as soon as possible to get information out to people, out to folks that have lots of questions, I did go through all of the public records that we have in regards to the case. And I tried to pull a summary together, and I've sent that to Hilma for that to be sent to the two of you, for you to take a look at it and scan through it and see if the summary looks proper, see if I missed anything, if there's any glitches. Like I said, everything's from public documents. So my hope is, since everything is what I put in the summary is all out there anyways, it's just in multiple places and I tried to pull it under one cover. Hopefully we can get that out and get that released as soon as possible after you guys take a look at that. So if you could do that, that would be appreciated. And then we'll put it back on a meeting agenda for final review and then release, if that's okay. Sue, thoughts, questions?
No, are we supposed to, when we review it, are we supposed to save our comments until we meet again? Or are we supposed to be sending our comments to Hilma?
You can send the comments to Hilma so she can create one document for us for the next meeting. That's fine.
Okay.
Brian, anything?
Well, the public statement about the AT&T case that we issued a while ago is not easy to find. You know, if you're looking at the select board page, it's a PDF, one of those PDFs that's in minuscule lettering. I wondered if it should be put more prominently there, or at least let people know somehow that it's there.
Is it with the other public documents?
Yes.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know that's here, and for the record, there is a public statement that was released, and that is on the select board's page. Hilma, do you want to let people know how to do that? There's a box on the page, I think.
Yeah, well, you go on the town website, you go to the select board page, and then there's a little, I think it's got a light blue background that says additional pages. And one of the additional pages says AT&T versus Town of Heath. You click on that, and that you come to a page that has the select board's public statement that was issued, and as well as the public or the all the legal documents that have been filed in court that are public documents.
Sorry. Thanks, Hilma. And as we will continue to add to that as other documents documents come to us that are public documents. So if you want to check back, there'll be further ones attached to that. Anything else on open meeting law or AT&T? Sue?
Nope.
Brian?
I guess you are working on a more detailed statement.
That's what I was sent, that summary. I guess it's more of a summary, but that's what I sent to Hilma to have sent out so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to realize that this isn't, you know, there's not much decision-making power that we have. This is in the courts, you know. It's not like we're choosing this or that. It's, we're responding to a lawsuit.
Correct. And I want to be able to get all of this out. I mean, basically, all of the information that's on the summary is already out. It's in it's in the statement, and it's in all the public documents that are listed on the website. It's just, I just am trying for the ease of everyone to pull everything under one document. And I want to make sure I have it right. I don't want to release something that's incorrect as far as what's out there.
Right. Well, this is a good summary. I mean, the one that's already up there is a good summary.
Yeah. It's not changing anything.
Yeah.
It's not reinventing the wheel. It's just trying to get things in one place for people because of the questions.
Outstanding questions.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that.
When was that drafted?
Is what we're working on.
More answers?
I'm sorry, Jesse. I didn't hear you.
When that was drafted, because it's dated December 17th, and it only was published after the recording inadvertently made us all aware of what you were doing.
So that's what we're trying to work on, is trying to get a list out. That's what I've asked. That's what I've sent out, and they're trying to get everything straightened out.
Specifically about the summary that was up, then it was down, and then it was back up. It's not signed by anybody and dated the 17th of December. And it wasn't released until well into January.
Jesse, if you have a question, can you just send it in an email, please? Because I'm
answer those. I've got page after page.
Thank you. Jesse.
What do you want me to do? I'm doing everything I can to try to get you guys to listen. And it's
I'd like to ask you to stop right now, please.
I've said plenty of things, and that's all gone ignored.
Jesse.
Return.
Please.
Yeah, right.
Okay, next item is job classification overview. All right, and that next item, job classification overview, that ponies up with the senior program director job classification, the Board of Health clerk job classification, and the other item that I wanted to just put back in there is the assistant assessor letter that came with requests that I think you guys might have started talking about just briefly when I wasn't at one of the meetings, but we need to circle that back around into a conversation. That's part of the whole job classification overview as well. The documents that you have that you received for review are a handful of them. You have the FY22 salary and stipend of the town employee. Huh?
You faded out.
Oh, sorry, I faded out. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was, you just had your head turned away from the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't pick it up good.
Sorry. So you have the salary and stipend page, which has all of the hourly rates of the town employees. That's one document everybody has. You have the grading document with the FY22 grades. You have a handful of position descriptions for the Board of Health clerk, trying not to turn my head. And you have the senior program coordinator position description. So both of those jobs need to be graded, and the Board of Health clerk needs to be finalized. So the description. And we tried to work on that at one of the other meetings, but kind of got stopped a little bit because we realized we have to take a look at the larger picture of just reviewing the salary and stipends and the grading, just to make sure that what we have figured, and this is not a conversation that has to be completed tonight, but this is definitely has to be completed for the budget. And it would have also to be discussed with the finance committee. So the point for tonight was to get the items back on the table so everybody remembers we have to deal with them. And also to get the assistant assessor questions put back on the table, because that's another item. I have asked Hilma to talk just about that one. Hilma has spoken with Alice as the assistant assessor, and has asked that she talk with the assessors and make sure that a recommendation come from the actual Board of Assessors as well. But she has a couple of items that she brought forth in that letter. I don't have it in front of me, I apologize. But one was in regards to the title of the position and some of the reasoning why she feels that the work that she does is not quite what an assistant assessor does in other towns. It's more, it's twofold, it's higher, it's more than what the assistant assessor actually does in other towns. So that's one piece. And the other is the fact that in some towns, and this is just a little walk down the history of the position. So the assistant assessor position was created within the last 6 years, maybe 7 years, I don't remember, somewhere around there.
Something like that, yep.
Yeah, and that was created, well, the select board had input in that. I think between the Board of Assessors and the select board, the position was created. It actually is, there is a whole section, there's a section in Mass General Law that oversees the use of assistant assessor in towns. And the assistant assessor is supervised most directly by the Board of Assessors. The assessors can choose who they can nominate, or what do I want to say, Hilma, they can, I'm losing the train of thought, not nominate, but they can appoint, the assessors appoint a assistant assessor, or they don't have to. And in this town, it was decided to do that, whatever it was, 6 or 7 years ago. A rule at the time was also created saying that the assistant assessor could not also be an assessor. So that would require, in Heath, there's three assessors, and the assessors appoint the assistant assessor. Some towns have that same setup, some towns do not. It's different from town to town. And that was one of the other items that I think Alice brought up. So that just needs to be, I'm just giving that little groundwork, that background, so that we remember that that has to be discussed. My understanding is that if the town of Heath were to want to go and allow the assistant assessor to also run and be an assessor, that is an item that has to come before the town at ATM. Am I right with that, Hilma? Yes.
That is correct.
So, okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Excuse me. Well, I just thought of this and I do not know. I would have to check on this I don't know if the approval of town meeting needs to come before someone is elected, or if it can come after. You know, like, for example, I really don't know if, say, Alice could run this spring for a seat on the Board of Assessors, and it would be contingent on approval at town meeting, or if the vote has to come, the town meeting vote has to come first before the before she could. I don't know.
Can we find that out? That's kind of just a whole part of this whole salary piece, because I believe that, and I don't have it in front of me. Is she requesting, as far as her salary is concerned, is she requesting a higher salary, or is it just a title change? Just a title change. Okay.
No, just a title change.
So there isn't a necessary financial implication on part of that letter that she sent, but there is the this title change. So I just am asking for everyone to bring that back to your upfront, because we do have to deal with that also with the just this whole job description and salaries and all of those pieces, because she does raise some points about the compensation for the position now and in the future. And that probably should go to the finance committee as well, once the assessors make a recommendation one way or another. So for tonight, did everyone have, and I should also say one other document that you have is you have the most recent FERCOG county salary report that Hilma reminded. I think it came to us a while ago and then Hilma sent it back again today, I think. So you also have that to look at to see how our salaries, our hourly rates or salaries jive with surrounding towns. So you have that information as well. So has anybody had an opportunity to take a look at anything or have any comments? Sue? Brian, go ahead. Brian.
Yeah, I know I looked at that email earlier this afternoon, but I cannot find it in my inbox right now. The one that Robin was just talking about.
The FERCOG report?
No, the job descriptions and.
It was a package deal, if I remember right. There were like 6 or 7 different attachments to it, so it might be under a different name than what you're looking for. I don't remember the title of it.
Yeah, I've clicked on everything and I cannot find it.
Did I send that yesterday morning or Friday?
I don't know. I printed it. I don't have it in front of me.
Did it come on Monday?
That's what I'm thinking.
Did it come with the draft minutes for the 8th?
Yes.
Okay, so it's on Monday at 10 o'clock. And it's titled to it, draft minutes. And then it says employees after it.
All right, yep, I see it.
Okay.
I'm gonna find that.
So we're not making any decisions on this. We're just reviewing it to prepare for next time. Okay.
I think we're reviewing it. No, I don't think. I know we are reviewing it so that we, because this needs to be on one of our budget conversations with the finance committee. So. And so I just want to make sure that everybody has all the documents and you can take some time to take a look at where our positions sit hourly or salary against kind of the surrounding towns, longevity on the job, the grading scale, so that we can have a conversation. And also make sure that you have graded, not everybody had done it, but that you grade those two positions that we have outstanding and see, so we can come up with those grades by the time we are, you know, during the budget part season. Also, we have to finalize, and I can't remember which of these, but we have to finalize the position description for the Board of Health clerk. So we have three of them in front of us. One, Helma, tell us which one is which so I can. One of them, it says Board of Health Clerk Administrator. I think that that was the one sent by the Board of Health.
Could be. I apologize. Let me.
I think the one of the ones we had was a recommendation from Betsy, who was the chair from the Board of Health, who was the chair at the time, and one was a correction done by Mary using the old form, the old description, and updating it.
Yes, and then the third one is. What the original one was.
Is the one that says administrator, that's from, I think, Board of Health, from Betsy.
The one from Betsy says position description, Heath Board of Health clerk / administrator.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And the one from Mary says position description, Town of Heath, Board of Health Clerk. And the old one, I think, just says position description, Board of Health Clerk. I went through them today to try to figure out which was which because I couldn't remember anymore. So I have it written on the top of them now.
Oh yeah, the one for Mary has the marks on it.
The suggestion. Yeah, the one for Mary has some things crossed off on it and changed.
Yeah.
She had just, I think Betsy had kind of rewritten it, but Mary had just kind of corrected it and updated it by what she was doing at that time. And I don't know. I don't know if Kate has seen these things and would like to review them herself, just to see if it fits in with what she thinks she's been doing, or she finds out that she's got 500 other jobs to do.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good suggestion to make sure we have some feedback from Kate. Can we do that, Helma, please?
Yes, certainly.
And this also enters into another conversation that has come up, and it's come up in the budget requests, and that is whether Heath should have an expanded position or an additional position for a clerk for other boards. The planning board is requesting a clerk, and there's been some discussion back and forth about, you know, how we handle that, because there may also be other boards that would like to have a clerk, ZBA, CONCOM perhaps. I guess in other towns like Coleraine and Charlemont, there are positions that exist for kind of a clerk of the boards. I don't know what other name you'd put to it, but clerk of the boards, whether that's a position that has for, you know, like I said, for all of the boards is one person, or if it's a couple different people, but that's certainly a question that we need to delve into, because it is a request on the table from the planning board that we'll be discussing when we talk about some of the other budget requests. So I don't know if anybody has thoughts about that. Brian, you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think it might be a reasonable discussion to have, because I think, you know, having the ability to combine some of these clerk positions would make an attractive job, perhaps, for someone. Even if it's not full time, it would be a significant part time position. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, I know the Conservation Commission could use someone like that, but not like on a weekly basis.
Right.
So those are the kind of things we'd have to figure out too. The Zoning Board of Appeals only meets when they have an issue before mm-hmm. them. So that if that person had a, or if that board had a clerk, it would, you'd have to have flexibility there in that position in terms of when mm-hmm. when that person would be available to help out. I'm sure that's true of the planning board as well. So, but I think it's a good idea. Would help, you know, help with the getting the minutes in order, and maybe if this person was able to post them on the web pages too, that would be great. You know?
Right. Sue, thoughts?
Well, I certainly think it's worth exploring. I'm wondering if we can get some kind of a description of the positions from some of the other towns that use this mm-hmm. method, so that we are not completely reinventing the wheel, as we know what we're thinking about a little bit.
Correct.
Have yeah. some definition for what it could be, yeah. even though we would change it up for what made most sense for us.
Yeah.
But I think it probably would. I think it probably would be really helpful for a lot of these committees to have somebody who can take care of at least the basic postings, and who can really keep track of making sure that those are done properly mm-hmm. and done in a timely fashion, because there's so many laws now and always new laws coming that are governing how all of that stuff is done. So to have somebody who really is up on that and can help everybody manage it, and you know, all the volunteers who are on the committees can focus on the meat of their job and not have to focus on those kind of details.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So can we do that, Helma? Can we get the job description from, in particular, Charlamont and Coleraine? I know we can, because I've already heard about it. And also, can we reach back out to respond to the planning board and let them know, because they have asked this question a couple times. So can you let them know that we're looking at that at a, you know, as a bigger possible position, but that we have heard their request and we are putting that on the conversation list for this, because we'd have to put that obviously as a new position. We'd be putting that on the budget for this year, next year. Yeah, Helma.
Yes, I actually spoke to Doug today.
Okay, all right.
And I mentioned it to him and said that, you know, it's the whole idea of a board's clerk is going to be on the table as a possibility. And
yeah.
I asked him if, because I believe the planning board meets either tomorrow evening or Thursday evening, I don't remember which, but I asked if, I said it would be helpful if the planning board could compile like a bullet list of responsibilities that they foresee a clerk doing for them.
Okay.
I thought that would probably be helpful.
I mean, maybe we should just be proactive too and just reach out to CONCOM and ZBA.
Okay.
We've got Board of Health. Who else? Board of Health, CONCOM, ZBA, assessors are dealt with. So I think that's everything, if we reach out to both of those others. Just see what they would, what they could see this being of help from a position like this, how much time,
mm-hmm.
what they would ask for. I think it's a good idea. And what is minimum wage right now?
Didn't it go up to?
Is it 15 now?
15?
Yeah.
January 1st.
And is that slated to go back up again? Can we find out if that's slated to go back up again? I don't remember, but can we get that information as well? Or is that it for now?
Yeah, I thought that was it, that the state did the like gradual increase until it reached $15.
Okay, all right.
I can double check on it, but that's what I believe.
Okay, does it make sense for us to suggest that we will discuss wages at not the next FinCom, but the following, and let Finance Committee know that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Sue, Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a pretty full slate for the next week when we meet with them.
Right, so. Right. But at least we can get it on the table that, so 2 weeks out from next week?
Yep. And that gives us a little more time to gather information.
Yep. And we'll put it on our agenda 2 weeks from tonight. Just a quick follow-up so we're prepared for the meeting with Finance Committee. Okay, anything else? Brian, go ahead, yeah.
I did score the senior program coordinator at 385 is my score.
What were you, Sue?
I gotta look, but it was three. I think it was right around the same as Brian. I think it was 385 or 380. Mm-hmm. I gotta find the right paper. 385.
Okay. So that's right. That's in an 11, I think.
It's either 10 or 11.
375 is the bottom of 11.
385 is an 11.
Yep.
11 is 375 to 399.
Okay. All right, we can continue that conversation as we're looking at the whole grading of all the positions. So 11. Okay. All right. Other items for tonight on job classification or descriptions? Sue?
Nope.
Brian?
Nope.
All right. Parks and Rec, we're tabling. Special town meeting we've discussed. So COVID-19, municipal concerns, anything, Sue?
No, I don't know if any of the Board of Health people know if that meeting was rescheduled for the, I forgot what he called it, but the group.
Coalition.
The coalition, thank you.
Our representative tonight is Lorraine.
Unmute. Hi. Mm-hmm.
Lorraine, do you know if that coalition meeting has been rescheduled?
Not that I know of. I don't know the date. I know okay. What we're talking about, but we don't have a date or anything.
All right.
Lorraine, do you have an update or anything you'd like to share? COVID-19, anything you'd like to put out for folks tonight?
No, just that, as you know, there's been a updated guidance on mask wearing by the public health, the Massachusetts Public Health. So, I mean, that's going to be discussed, you know, the board, but that's all we have, really, nothing else.
Okay.
The Board of Health doesn't have a recommendation yet on how they want us to move forward with the masking?
Not yet, no.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Brian, anything on COVID?
No.
Hilma, anything you need from us?
No, I can report that I spoke with the parent of a high school student today who said that, well, evidently they test the students, or students have to be tested like every Monday. And this Monday, there was only one positive case. Which it is evidently fantastic compared to what Mohawk has been testing at for many weeks.
Good. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. And then last is Green Communities update. Brian, anything you want to share on that?
There's no new information. We have a meeting posted this week on Thursday, so we may have something from Allison at that point.
Okay. Any questions, Sue, or any thoughts, Green Communities?
Nope.
Okay. All right, group, that is all of the business. Anything else on other business, Sue, before we move on?
Hilma had asked us to do something about the CDBG. Are you going to do that in the
mail?
In the mail?
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing.
Brian, anything?
No.
Okay. Hilma, anything on other business? All right. You want to do your report and then we'll go into the mail?
Sure. The things are, you know, the same as they have been for a while, in terms of correspondence with town council about different issues that the town is facing. The big thing, which if you're part of the townwide email system, you got a notice about, but the what I call the Route 8A Branch Brook Bridge, which is the bridge between Number 9 Road and Sumner Stetson Road, will be having an emergency repair that's being done by the state. The bridge will be completely closed to traffic next week, February 21st through the 25th. You know, if you're not, the detour, like, if you need to get from one side to the other, plan at least 20 extra minutes, because that's how long the detour takes. But the repair needs to be done. So I spent some time just reaching out to different entities like the post office, UPS, FedEx. Jeff reached out to the town of Whitingham to let them know. John contacted emergency dispatch in Shelburne. Also the Mohawk, even though it's school vacation week, the Mohawk transportation office was contacted. I'll probably send an email into the recorder to have them post something there. I sent out the one townwide email. I will be doing another one the end of this week as a reminder. And then let's see, the next item, I've begun doing some of the preparation work for this year's annual report, or the 2021 annual report. I contacted Liz Canale and she has agreed to do the formatting once again. So that was good news as far as I was concerned, because she always does a great job. And then in terms of the fax lines, in picky, oh yeah, he's still here. Okay, so Bill Fontes is probably getting to the point where he dreads walking into the building where my office is, because I always pick his brain about phone line questions. And so in picking his brain a couple of weeks ago, he very graciously volunteered to help us run cable and get the, whatever they're called, connections or whatever, for the two fax lines, the one that goes to the police office and the one that goes to the main office. And he and Tim worked on that last week for about a day and a half, I guess. And so I just would like to say thank you very much, because it was a very valuable service. And yeah, it's really great. And then also to make you aware that both Tim Lively and John McDonough will be away next week. Lee Lively will be filling in for John in the police department. And I have been, I believe I have somebody secured who can come in and do some of the like basic cleaning in the town buildings that will be needed. And I'm going to be finding somebody kind of like to be on standby in terms of snow shoveling and snow blowing at the town buildings if it's needed. I guess that's about it.
Great. Thanks, Helma. Sue, any questions?
Sorry. No, I got a last minute phone call about 5:30 or so. And there is, for anyone's interested, and we're hoping, our school committee representatives are hoping that folks, whether it's select board, finance committee, other interested parties, would attend the public hearing for the FY23 Mohawk budget is tomorrow evening at 6:30. You can either attend like virtually or in person. They're doing a hybrid meeting. And Barbara Rhodes sent me the links. If anybody wants to join online, they can just like send an email in. What she told me was that at least as of February 8th, when they met, they're looking at a sizable increase for the for the overall budget, and a sizable increase for the town of Heath. So.
All right. Great. Thanks, Helma. Sue, mm-hmm. Questions for Helma?
Just back to the bridge. Is there any practical way that we can put up a sign on either side of the bridge, letting people know who drive through there all the time that it's going to be closed for a week? Because no matter how many messages you put in the paper or on the internet or in whatever sources you use, somebody's going to miss it.
Well, I realize that. And living on A-Day, I also realize that there's a lot of Vermont commuter traffic, none of whom gets any kind of Heath notifications. I guess if, I don't know, maybe I can get a volunteer to come in tomorrow and the only thing that I can think of is if we just put together some kind of like basically handmade signs. The state is going to bring in signage, but they're not going to bring it in ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the most practical way to let people know that that route's not going to be readily available for a few days. And I know cardboard and signs aren't the most classy things, but at least it would be some message for those people who don't have contact through other means.
Yep. I don't know, Sue, maybe since you're coming into the office tomorrow.
Yep.
Maybe if it's all right with the other board members, maybe you and I can work on something.
All right. I'll see if maybe Tom has a couple pieces of plywood around or something that we can use.
Okay.
Bob.
The sandwich board that is outside Sawyer Hall that I gave you to use is still there. And instead of building one and reinventing the wheel, I think you could use that.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. I would also think that Jeff probably has some, not actual, I mean, we'd have to still do something cardboard or whatever, but something you could affix to as well,
yep.
The highway garage.
Gotcha, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Bob, yep. Yeah.
I have another smaller one as well that you were using, but then didn't need it, and I took it back. It's much smaller, but it might find a useful place as well.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. We'll check in tomorrow.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks, Hilma.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, did you have any questions for Hilma?
I wondered if the state intended to supply any detour signs, because often when you have a situation like this, you put up the detour signs and point the people in the right direction.
I can't say for sure. Jeff has been working on that with the state. I know he has tried to emphasize to them that Heath does not have the signage that will be needed and that they need to bring it.
And something would need to be worked out with Whitingham too, because one of the signs would have to go in Whitingham.
Yeah, no, Jeff has been talking to Whitingham.
Okay.
Great, thank you. Oh, Bill, sorry, I couldn't see. Sorry.
Just a suggestion. We've got the farmers, these new cannabis farmers that are all going to be back and forth through there. I don't know if it's worth reaching out to them since they really don't know the area.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Email.
Thank you. All right, just checking to see if I was missing other hands. All righty. Great, thanks, Hilma.
Yep.
Next item on the agenda is the mail. Blackboard, we've got, Brian.
Yeah, we have part 1A and part 1B, and then we have part 1. What are the part 1? Is part 1 just, I mean, I don't understand why we have these.
They look the same to me.
Because when I sent part 1, I got a rejection email that it could not be sent through because the attachment was too large. So they divided part 1 into two parts, A and B, and sent those separately. But okay,
I got all three.
Okay. So I don't know when to believe my computer and when not to.
So I'm going by the list that she sent that has part 1A and then part 1B, but it's all the items. So everybody set for mail?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first item we have is a letter from Sheila, and this is about the work that Jan Carr has been doing for the broadband work that's been in town and mm-hmm. for years, the amount of work that she's put in. this is a thank you, and it's a very nice letter that Sheila wrote, and I think that the select board would agree that we would send that same type of note to Jan. And I know that she's actually here. So she's probably, or at least she was.
I think she's gone.
Oh, she's gone now. Oh, they left. They probably knew we were going to talk about it. But I would be my recommendation that the select board send a letter as well. I don't know how you guys feel okay with that, Sue?
Oh, I think we should, yeah. I mean, she did an enormous amount of work for several years on this. Should be recognized. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Hilma, will you work on a letter for us, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And the next item is from Art as the chair of the Municipal Light Board. And this was the statement I was talking about earlier, statement of priorities about finances. And this is, we'll talk about this next week when we meet with the Municipal Light Board. We'll review this statement and thank them for providing it. Then we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 letters from residents, AT&T letter, cell tower letter, concerns. And then what is part 1B, a letter from Council on Aging, right? Yeah, about from Margaret, about charitable contributions from the cannabis farmers. Then we have the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. I have some information about hauling rates. This was about the Superior Court decision on hauling hourly rates. Oh, my voice. And then we have reports for review on cubic yard waste tonnage from the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, and also our annual report on the loans from the Franklin County Regional Housing Redevelopment Authority. And those are both for your review. Anything on part 1A or B, Sue?
No.
Brian?
No.
Part 2 is the updated Council on Aging information that we had in the mail prior, redacted, and with no names in it. And this is also, this was follow up on the request through the request to use room 135. So that's an item we've got to put on our agenda to talk about the request for room for Council on Aging use and also Municipal Light Board use. So we need to put that on one of our next agendas while we've got that. Anything else on that part 2 to talk about tonight? I mean, excuse me, tonight, Sue?
No.
Okay, Brian?
No.
Okay. And then part 3 is the CDBG contract amendment. So Hilma, you wanna just give us an overview on that?
Yes. The basic thing is that they asked for an extension for spending the grant. So they were given a 3-year extension. So the new contract end date is June 30th, 2024. If you folks vote to approve it.
You want to put the motion on the table, Sue, and then we can discuss it if need be?
Yes, so move.
Second.
Discussion. Sue, anything?
I don't have anything, no.
Okay. Brian?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, and I'm fine with it. All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. So then we will sign that. And then the next is from Martha Thurber. And this is, do we need to vote on this? Because they're asking us to write a letter, right? Letter of support. Yep. So this is a letter, a support letter on the recommendations that were approved by Mohawk School Committee for the special commission on rural school districts. And they're looking for a letter of support on certain items that have been being discussed, the aid formula for Chapter 70, the vocational school out-of-district transportation costs, and stronger incentives for consolidation and regional efficiency. So we are being asked to send a letter, and we have the sample letter that's in the package. And if we could have a motion to send that, and then we can open for discussion.
Okay. I move that we accept the letter that's been submitted by the Special Commission on Rural School Districts, and that we send one of our own to our representatives.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Further discussion. Do anything?
Any concerns? No, I think anything we can do to help support this. She's right. We're going to lose Senator Hines' representation on this, and that's going to be pretty significant. So I think we've got to go for it while we can.
Agreed. Brian?
I agree.
Okay. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Sue, I.
Brian, I.
Rob, and I. Thank you. And then part three is finished up with another cell tower concern letter from a resident. So anything else on the mail, Sue?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so the only other item is putting together our agenda. So next week, we have the Finance Committee. We've kind of discussed that agenda. And then the following week, Select Board. Do we have any appointments that we have scheduled already?
For March 1st? No.
So we're going to need to discuss, we're going to discuss the job classifications, right? Because we're going to discuss that as a board to prepare for that next Finance Committee, which will be the following week after that. We'll have Green Communities update because Brian's having a meeting, so that'll still be on there. Parks and Rec? Yes, Elma? Okay.
Sure.
COVID-19. Yes. Maybe we'll have something from... well, go ahead.
No, I was wondering if we've gotten... Well, number one, did we ask for something from them that they were looking... That they were hoping for?
Kate and I will agree. No, because I have not gotten all... paperwork together to email out to her.
Okay. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
COVID-19, we should definitely have that on there. Maybe we'll have some guidance updates on masks and what is the date, since we're saying that, but where are we on a date for in-person meetings? Or at some point we have to go back to in-person, don't we? The extension from the government was only for so long. That might be coming. We should probably follow up on that as well.
Okay.
I think it's on the horizon. So that's... you know, what is that date? And is that going to be just a hard, drop dead, hard and fast, all in person? Or is there going to be a hybrid allowed? I guess we need to know that. And I probably sooner than later. Yeah, Hilma.
Well, I think the distinction will be if the board members have to meet in person, and then it will be optional whether, say, a board or committee or a municipality wants to offer the virtual joining by, you know, Zoom or whatever, by virtual means for anyone who would like to attend.
Okay.
That's what's going to change.
So if that is how it remains, we'll have to be thinking about that and what that means you know, how we set that up if we're going to do that. So just Sue and Brian, be thinking about that as well, because I think it's coming. I'm not in March, but I want to think it was in April, quite honestly. That was my recollection.
Maybe the Board of Health will have, know something about that too.
Yeah, I think we'll be discussing all this. Okay. Because we just got this today, actually, that came up from the Department of Public Health. So we haven't had a chance to discuss it and how this affects the town and the meetings and what have you.
Yeah.
So I think once we discuss it, we'll definitely have an input on this.
Great. Thanks, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, at the meeting 2 weeks from now, we'll hopefully have some feedback from the building facilities committee of what they're willing to or not willing to do. And can you send out that charge to us, Helma, before that, so we have a chance to review it and make our recommendations if we have any, so we don't waste too much time? So that's what I'm coming up with quick. I'm sure there'll be other things that come up in the next couple of weeks, but. All right. Anything else, Sue?
I don't think so.
Brian?
Oh.
Barbara?
I just wanted to make you aware that the Board of Health meeting will not be until after your next regular select board meeting.
Okay.
So in terms of getting updates, perhaps we could send something to you after we meet, since we won't have that information for your meeting on the first.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Barbara. Anything else for tonight, Helma?
No.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'll take a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay.
And it is 7:52. So all in favor.
Sue, I.
I see something.
And I.
Rob and I.
I hope you feel better, Robin.
Thank you. It's just my voice. I don't know what it is. It's just my voice. Tired, overtired.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night, all.
I'll talk to anybody who wishes to call me. My number's out there. It's in the phone book. I'll share any information with anybody.